downtown at Rio de Janeiro's famed Candelaria Church. Two members of the Black Bloc protest group, going by the names Rocky and Nika, say the government, instead of spending $11 billion on football, should have focused on social services.
Social equality, investment in education and health and public services.
School teacher Valeria Matos says Brazil's education system has deteriorated in recent years.
We demand improvement in our school system. We denounce the diversion of funds from education and culture that were meant for our work and our school materials.
Police in Sao Paulo, ahead of the opening World Cup match there, used tear gas to disperse a similar demonstration by protesters. The protesters say cronyism and corruption permeate Brazilian government. Here in Rio, a member of the Communist Party, Carlos Serrano, says many favelas and neighborhoods were destroyed for the World Cup. He says this shows that the cup is against the people, not for the people.
This is absolutely absurd, and it's why we're having this mobilization. We're going to continue until the end of the cup, and in Rio de Janeiro, beyond the cup until 2016, when we have the Olympics, which is a replica of the same logic.
The number of demonstrators has declined as football fever grips the nation, but the activists say they will carry on until things change in Brazil.
These people are angry that so much money was spent on stadiums and infrastructure for the World Cup, and hospitals and schools and social services are languishing and deteriorating in one of the world's richest countries. They pledge to continue their protests until the World Cup ends and beyond. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.